Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the feud that started when Lum the Barber shaved off Grandpappy Spears' beard appears to be carrying on in full force. With each day, Grandpap's anger seems to increase, and Lum has come to the conclusion that the best thing for him to do is to move away from Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot-'em-Down Store and Library. Cedric and little Clarence Bates are in Lum's barbershop.
Cedric, you be careful now what you and Clarence are doing over there. That's Lum's barbarian stuff. You're liable to cut yourself on that razor there.
No, Mom, we won't cut ourselves. We're just hunting for something.
Well, be careful now.
Yes, Mom, we are.
Clarence, I wouldn't monkey around with that bottle of stuff there now. That's some hair tonic that Lum mixed up there one day. Supposed to make hair grow faster and curlier or something, but no telling what it'll actually do to you.
Well, he won't hurt it now, Mr. Abner. Better put it back, Clarence.
What are you hunting for anyway, Cedric?
Oh, it's them set our false whiskers of Mr. Lum's. Maybe you know where they're at.
False whiskers?
Yes, Mom. Mr. Lum was wearing them the other day when Mr. Grandpap was out gunning for him.
Oh.
Mr. Lum put them on to make Mr. Grandpap think he was somebody else.
Yeah, well, I don't believe them things are around the store here, Cedric. He must have them over at his place somewhere.
Reckon Mr. Lum's care if I went over there and got them, just borrow them for a while?
Why, no, I don't reckon he'd care, Cedric, but what in the world do you want them things for?
Well, I don't want them for myself. I want them for Clarence here.
Clarence?
Yes, Mom. See, I got the day off, and I want to go out squirrel hunting, and I want Clarence to go with me. But he's supposed to be in school today, and he's feared he'll get caught.
Oh.
Well, I want to put the whiskers on him so nobody will recognize him.
Yeah.
So he can sneak out of town. So he can go hunting with me. So that's why I want him.
For the land's sake. Well, them whiskers ain't going to fool nobody, Cedric.
Well, they fooled Mr. Grandpap when Mr. Lum wore them the other day.
Well, he might all, but Clarence is just a young'un. Body'd know right off that he couldn't be having no whiskers that long. He's too young for it.
Well, I'll try it anyway. Come on, Clarence, let's get going. Say, do you reckon Mr. Lum's house will be on lock?
Why, sure, he never does lock it up. Fact says he still might be over there because he ain't showed up to the store yet this morning, says he.
Well, come on, Clarence. I think that was your ring, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, I heard it.
So long.
So long, says he. Clarence. Only that boy is as cute as I do as anybody I ever seen. Hello, Jot-'em-Down Store and Library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Well, don't holler so loud. I can't understand your words you're saying. You hollering at the top of your voice. All right, what is it, Grandpap? What do you want? No, Lum ain't here. Honest, he ain't. He ain't even showed up at all this morning. Yeah, now listen, Grandpap, you better forget that shooting idea. Yeah, but now listen, you going around here? Well, I know that, but... Yeah, but listen, Grandpap, if I... Hello? 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 Doggies must have hanged up the phone on him.
Who was that, Abner?
Oh, my goodness, Lum, you might not have scared the half-wits out of me. How'd you get in here anyway?
Oh, I snuck in the back way. Was that Grandpap on the telephone just now?
Yeah, you know what? He found out where his woman hid that shotgun of his at. Now he's out gunning for you again.
Well, I know he is. That's why I come in through the feed room.
Oh.
Whereabouts was he calling from, you know?
I don't know. He never said.
He's more likely on his way over here now, I reckon.
Yeah, well, I told him you weren't here long.
Grannies, I wish now I'd never cut his beard off. Wish I'd never even touched it.
I told you not to. I know something like this would happen.
Well, you helped. You taking the scissors and cut part of his beard off yourself.
I was just trying to even it up after you'd cut it so crooked there.
Well, that's what I was doing, trying to straighten it out after you'd got done chopping away there.
Yeah, but now you started it first, Mom. It was your own idea.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, sir.
It's all my fault.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I ought to know better. Of course, it was part Grandpap's fault for ever falling asleep in my barber chair.
Well, he never asked you to trim his beard or shave it off or nothing, no Lum.
No, but that's a temptation. Anytime a feller steps into a barber chair of his own free will, well, then that barber's got a perfect right to work on it. That's legal business law, I think.
Well, you'll have to convince Grandpap of that. And it ain't gonna be very easy to convince him of nothing as long as he's toting palms, neither.
Stubborn-headed old goat. You know, if he ever draws a bead on me, he'll pull that trigger, too, without blinking an eye.
Why, sure he will. Ain't no two ways about it. His head's set. When he sees you, he'll fire on you.
Yeah. Don't talk that way, Lad.
Well, he will.
He won't stop to consider the consequences, so will he?
Why, of course not. Not Grandpap, no.
He's too repulsive. That's his trouble. Won't think nothing over before he does it.
Yeah, his trigger finger's itching. Ain't no doubt about that.
And I just got to move away from here. That's all there are to it. Go to some new town. Take up some new work.
What line of work do you reckon you could take up on?
I don't know for sure. I ain't got no capital to start up nothing.
No, you ain't got no money, neither.
All I got to go on is my brains.
Doggies, you are bad off, ain't you?
Yeah. What was that remark?
I said that you was pretty broke, Mom.
Oh, yeah. Thought you said something else. I'll find some kind of work somewhere. If I can't get nothing else, I can always do barber work again.
Barber work?
I'll take my razor and scissors along. That'll be something for me to fall back on.
Fall back on your scissors? Mom, you ain't aiming to suicide yourself, are you?
No, I just mean if I get too hungry, I can always go back to cutting hair. No matter where I go, I'm bound to run into fellas that needs a haircut now and then.
Well, the money you made here with your barber work won't never keep you from going hungry, I can tell you that, Mom.
Well, I never got going good here.
You sure never.
I'd have made a big success out of myself, too, if this feud with Grandpap hadn't come up.
Yeah.
I had a good start. Had a barber chair, good razor strop, and all them shaving mugs with names on them. Wait a minute. Had somebody been mucking around in my barber shop?
Oh, that was just Hedrick. He come over here with the little Bates boy, Clarence, but I don't think they hurt nothing all of them.
That bottle of hair tonic's been opened up, though.
I know it. Clarence had that. I believe he put some of it on his hair. I told him not to, though.
Yeah, I guess it don't matter. That tonic weren't no good no ways.
What, was there anything in it that might burn him or anything, Lon?
No, it was mostly some stuff I got at Dick Huddleston's store. Something that was supposed to make vegetables and flowers grow faster.
Flowers?
Yeah, so I figured I might make a hair tonic out of it that'd make hair grow awful fast. And folks would need to get a lot more haircuts. But I tried it on the cat and never worked at all.
Never, huh?
No. First place, we can't catch the cat.
Oh, yeah.
That was as much of a failure as I am, looks like.
Don't we get what a failure?
Yeah, I'll make a success out of myself in some other town, maybe. What I'd like to get into is some kind of a job where the boss has a rich daughter with yellow curls that's waiting for the right man to come along and marry him.
The right man?
Yeah, tall, handsome, brainy. Her ideal man.
Yeah, long as your guest is at a piece, while you can make a couple of dollars marrying him. Yeah, but that wouldn't last you long.
No, I mean she's going to marry me.
Oh, couldn't get the other fella, huh? That's too bad.
No, I mean... Oh, just forget it.
What's the matter? Was she ugly?
No, I said to forget it. I'm done explaining things to you.
Oh.
I'm all through with Pine Ridge and everything in it. I might even be on my way out of town before sunset. I don't know.
Well, before you go, there's a batch of delivers here all ready for you to make.
No, I ain't going out on the streets, not with Grandpap toting that gun around.
Oh.
You'll have to make them delivers yourself, Adam.
Well, if I do, I can't pay you no full wages this week, Sam Long.
That's all right. I'll make plenty of money whenever I'm going to go.
Well, if I got to make the delivers, at least you can answer the phone for me. And that was our ring right there.
Yeah, I'll do that. But hurry back. I don't want to be here by myself if Grandpap comes in.
I'll get back just as quick as I can.
Good. Hello, John Down Store and Library. Lum Eddard's talking. Grandpap. No, this ain't Lum. This is some stranger. No, I don't even know who Lum is. Well, I can't help it if I do sound like him. No, I tell you, this ain't Lum.
Yeah, hello, Lum.
Oh, just a second, Mouthy. No, I tell you, Lum ain't here. Well, he might be out by the mill pond. Goodbye.
Hey, Lum, Grandpappy Spears is out looking for you with his gun again.
Yeah, I know it. That was him on the phone just now.
Well, I wouldn't go outdoors if I was you, because he's right across the street at Dick Huddleston's store.
Well... I don't mean to go out there.
No, sir.
But there's Mousy. I wish you'd sort of keep an eye out in front there and warn me if you see him coming.
Yes, sir, I will.
After today, I won't need to worry about him no more because I'm leaving town.
Well, mm-hmm. Where are you going, Lum?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe San Francisco or somewhere.
I'm going to look out there, Lum.
What is it, Grandpap coming?
No, look, it's Cedric walking past the store there and funny looking little fella following along behind him. Looks like little Clarence Bates, but he's got a big beard.
I don't know who. Clarence Bates?
Yes, sir.
A beard. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Lum?
I'm a success. My hair tonic's a success.
Your hair tonic?
Why, sure. Clarence was in here just a while ago and used some of my fast-growing hair tonic, and now look at him. He's got a beard.
You mean your hair tonic did that, Lum?
Why, sure. There goes the proof of it right out there.
Well, what do you know?
Thing is, I'm going to have a hard time explaining this to Clarence's mama, though. She never will forgive me for this.
Yeah, she's liable to sue you. You shouldn't have put that on that little fella's face, Lou.
Well, I never. He done it himself.
Oh.
I granted that might help me if she does law sue me.
Yes, it's a shame, though. Little boy happened to start shaving at his age.
Yeah, I granted. Wait a minute. This is going to save my life.
Save your life?
Yeah, let me get to that phone.
I have to.
I hope Grandpap's still over at Dick's place.
Grandpap is still?
This is the happiest moment of my life. Hello? Who is it? Grandpap? This is Mom. Now, wait a minute. I got something to tell you. Listen, if I grow your beard back on right away, will you quit gunning for me? Well, I can do it, though. Listen, I'll guarantee to grow you a beard in 24 hours. And if I can't do it, I'll stand still and let you shoot at me. All right, fine. It's a deal. Yes, sir. Goodbye.